Where there are natural resources in this country, there's always been a fight to get there first.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. And my straw reaches and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
That race for access is playing out in California's wine region, where years of prolonged drought is taking a toll on underground aquifers. The limited fresh water that still exists is deep underground, and it's lured one investor looking to make a profit. That investor, Harvard University's multi-billion-dollar endowment.
As our climate continues to change, water is becoming a very valuable substance. And in fact, there's more value to having acreage above basins that still have good water. And I think that's really what Harvard identified.
That's Russell Gold, a senior energy reporter for The Wall Street Journal. And he says this is ultimately a story about who gets access to water when that water starts to run dry.
We wanted to really take a hard look at how the changing climate was changing asset valuation. Where were things more expensive? Where were things less expensive? And I decided to take a look at water and water resources and stumbled upon this case of the Central Coast of California and this fascinating investment that Harvard's made.
So how is it that Harvard started buying land in California's wine region? What's that all about?
Well, Harvard has about $39 billion in their endowment and other investments. So they have to go out and invest and find good investments, you know, to get the returns that they're looking for. And a few years ago, one of the things that they decided to do was to increase what they call their natural resources investment. So they were going to go out and buy real assets as a way to invest, not stocks, not bonds, but go and buy things. And part of this was that they started investing in vineyards.
Vineyards. And where in California were they buying the land?
So this is on the Central Coast. It's actually about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. And it was in an area very close to Paso Robles, and it's part of the Paso Robles wine area. You know, it's not Napa, it's not Sonoma, but it's a real up-and-coming wine district, and there are a lot of wines that are produced there.
So what's the issue at stake here? I mean, it does, so far doesn't seem to be a problem.
Well, what happened, and I think kind of what got some people's noses bent a little, is that when they came in, they started making these very substantial purchases of land, and nobody knew exactly who they were. So the first thing I think that sort of surprised everyone and caught everyone's attention was, well, who are these people under an LLC going up and buying, you know, tens of thousands of acres of land or thousands of acres of land? And they couldn't get answers. It was about 2 years into this purchasing that people were able to connect the dots and realize, okay, this LLC is owned by the Harvard Endowment. So that was part of it. But the other bigger issue was that right about 2012, 2013, if you'll recall, this was during the height of the California drought. Water was a very big issue then and now in California. And the Paso Robles Basin was declining. There were some rural residents who relied on groundwater who were going to the County Board of Supervisors saying, you know, look, my well is gone. I need to deepen it. It's thousands of dollars. Water was becoming a real significant issue out there. And here was this company coming in, buying up all this land and drilling some of the deepest wells that the county had ever seen. You know, in one case, they drilled a well, they encountered water at 100 feet and they drilled 1,000 feet. Which was, as far as I can tell, one of maybe the 10 deepest wells ever drilled in that basin. So they were very aggressively staking a claim through their infrastructure on the water underneath Paso Robles.
And what's Harvard have to say about all this?
Well, Harvard declined to participate in my story. But, you know, they did point me towards some of their statements that they've made in the past. And essentially, what they've said is, look, we made this as an investment. We're interested in the agriculture out there. And of course, you know, water is important to agriculture. But essentially what they've said is this is an agricultural investment for us, period.
And are the actions of the Harvard management company in line with Harvard University's official stances on things like sustainability or like the environment or like ethical investing?
Well, that's actually very controversial. And one of the people I spoke to for my story, a former board of overseers, a member of Harvard's board of overseers named Kat Taylor, resigned just earlier this year. because she said she did not feel that the endowment and the investments were being respectful of the human right to water was one of her primary reasons. So this is definitely an issue that Harvard needs to face. Now, presumably they use the money, they use the endowments to support their educational mission, which includes a lot of research and a lot of good work. But the fact that they're coming in, the fact that they're staking a claim to water in one of the most, water short regions of California in the United States, certainly raises a big issue for them. What exactly are they doing, and what's their responsibility to, the broader issue of sustainable water?
And what about going forward? I mean, water in California, obviously, as you mentioned, the year that this happened was during one of the highest moments of drought for that state. Water is becoming harder to come by. What does this story tell us?
It is, as the climate changes, there's more and more value to water. So what it tells me is that we're starting to see the emergence of investors, very sophisticated investors, who are looking around and sort of saying, hey, we think that there's value in access to water, and we're going to take these steps right now. Now, in 10 and 20 years, when the rest of us sort of catch up to that and begin to say, hey, we don't have as much water as we used to, we need to take certain steps, Harvard and other investors have already staked that claim. So I think what you're seeing is some of the smarter money, some of the smarter investors getting ahead of where we all seem to be going.
Is that ethical? That's the big question.
Well, I think that's a question that needs to be posed to Harvard. I mean, we certainly tried to ask him about that, and there are many people in the Central Coast of California who were concerned about the ethics of it. Harvard's position it would be, yeah, we are acting ethically. We're growing grapes. We're trying to be very water conscious. We're trying to be very, very water efficient. But, when you then talk to some of the other people who are out there who have to spend $50,000 to drill their well deeper and can no longer afford to live where, they thought they were going to retire, they certainly feel that Harvard is taking advantage of the situation, taking advantage of having a lot of money and influence to get what they want and sort of leave everyone else scraping around.
Russell Gold is a senior energy reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Russell, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
We also reached out to Harvard Management Company for a response, but in a statement, they said they do not comment on specific investments.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.